If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Mike Thomas joins us now, contributing writer for Chicago Magazine. How you doing, Mike? Haven't talked to you in a long time. How are you?
Yeah, how are you, Bob? It's great to be on.
I am going through your article in Chicago Magazine, headline 67. The headline really had to do with the whole review of COVID-19. And this is interesting because on this date, March 12th in 2020, the devastating effects of the COVID crisis were first seen in Cook County. They had just 32 cases and no deaths, but the virus was showing up suddenly in hospitals. The numbers were up in nursing homes, and cases were jumping between family members returning home from traveling. And in your review, which is the gist of your article, just talking to all these city and state officials about how they handled the crisis, in your review, what was your grade? Did we do a good job overall?
I think early on, we did what had to be done. They didn't really know much about how it spread. Nobody really knew about doubling time, which is sort of, you know, how long it takes for a certain number of cases to double and then overflow hospitals. There was a lot of uncertainty, and they didn't really have a lot of data to base their decisions on either. So they had to do the best they could with what they had, which wasn't much, but especially in talking to these modelers, with these scientific modelers who can sort of set up these models that say, well, if you do this, this will happen or this won't happen. I think they were able to say, okay, mitigation is probably the way to go. And we're going to have to jump before people feel comfortable with us jumping and just do this, because looking at New York at that time, it was not good. And Chicago did not want to become New York.
Now, you zeroed in on the early weeks of the pandemic, right?
Right.
And
yeah, exactly. Just the first, the first 67 days.
I was intrigued by your interview with the governor and also with the mayor. It seemed like, especially with the governor, when he called the White House for help from the federal government, he got right through to, I think it was Peter Navarro, and Peter Navarro was telling him, whatever you want, and it'll get there, I think he said, in Trump time, meaning tomorrow, and all seemed well, but it didn't end well, did it?
It didn't. No, I mean, they needed PPE. And of course, you know, I mean, Governor Pritzker and Trump had, you know, been sort of in a tiff before that. I think they had gone on Twitter and had some exchange. But I mean, he said, we'll get it to you in Trump time. And I think Governor Pritzker said, well, what the hell is Trump time? I have no idea what that means. And it wasn't actually that quick. They ended up getting some PPE, but it wasn't exactly what they needed. And you probably remember at that time, everybody's sort of battling each other, states sort of, you know, battling it out to see who got these ventilators and the masks, the N95. So it was just a crazy, chaotic time, and they didn't find any organizational leadership from the federal level, which I think it was really crucial at that time.
You talked to the mayor and the city officials here. How did they do, and what did they say about those early weeks of the pandemic?
Well, I mean, they were as uncertain as anybody else, but, you know, you have really serious scientists like Allison Arwadi, the public health commissioner, working on this stuff. And she had, you know, she had worked on, other pandemics in the past in other countries, and so she kind of knew what could happen. They didn't have a lot of certainty about how it would spread, but so they had really serious people working on this, and I think, as with the state, early on they did the best they could with the information they had, and they probably couldn't have done more than they did in those early days. I mean, you can have a differing opinion going on in the months, you know, in terms of the shutdown and stuff like that. But this, dealing with all these variables, you know, I think was a pretty solid approach.
you talked to so many people who were involved in the virus and what to do about it. Did you end up with a scorecard, a kind of best and worst list of officials around here and how they responded to the virus?
No, everybody was doing the best they could to work together. I don't know that there's a best and worst. They were able to look at what had been going on in Italy and in several other European countries. They were obviously looking at New York and just trying to be as proactive as they could during those early days. And even, you know, I talked to Sam Toya, you know, the head of the Restaurant Association. Even when they had to shut down the restaurants, during those early days, you know, he got the sense of, well, this is America. We don't really know what this is. Okay, we're going to all work together. It's early. And so, you know, even they, you know, in his opinion, were on board with that. Of course, a lot of minds would change in the ensuing months because of the economic damage that was done. But it was very early, and people just wanted to get their minds around what was happening.
Read all about it in Chicago Magazine. And Mike Thomas, very thorough look at how Chicago officials and state officials did in the first days of the pandemic. And it's in the words of those people at the center of the crisis. Pretty impressive work here, Mike. Congratulations.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate that.
We will be checking it out. And that's the March issue of Chicago Magazine, right?
It is the March issue of Chicago Magazine.
All right. Hope to see you in the studio here down the road before too long. Take care.
Okay, great. Thanks, Bob.